Fleetwood at the various keyboards of the celeste, piano, novachord, the Hammond, or what is the trade name of this particular
this
beast here? Yeah.
Well, it's a beast, all right, but I think it's actually the electronic organ, of which there are many, but it's a Hammond electric, embellished, of course, by the Leslie speaker, without which it couldn't sound that good.
Well, I stuck my neck out. What more could I... Other than Hammond is a trade name, I think.
Oh, sure.
Well, Dick, it's all yours. I guess I've done my duty here.
Before I let you get away from me, Mel, a very strange thing happened tonight. I belong to the Masons, and I was invited by Fred Olson, our wonderful violinist concertmaster here at CBS, to come down and play for the... to help him. There was a whole string orchestra going down to play for the Masonic installation at Silver Trowel Lodge. He said, be there in time for dinner, about 6 or 6.30, so I came dashing in, and I didn't have time to eat because I was late, but got upstairs to rehearse with the strings, and they were already on the platform rehearsing. And he says, well, I guess we're not going to be able to use you. I said, what's the matter? He said, the piano's a quarter of a tone flat. Of all play, you know how you go to the average automobile mechanic, his car never runs well?
Couldn't you play sharp?
Well, I do play sharp, but I couldn't play sharply. And there's always the case of the plumber whose own sink and bathtub leak fixed as everybody else's. And here was this is the musician's lodge of all places, and they have a piano that's out of tune, which I think is quite a gag. Well, let's see. Tonight's program, rather unusual one. Just thinking about it takes me back to the early days of my career in San Francisco. And a chap who came on the stage of the Fox Theater. This was back, I guess in about 31 and 32, 33, somewhere along in there. He's one of the greatest names in the show world. His name is Ted Lewis. And always, as part of his program, he played this number. Everybody happy, and he'd twirl his silver cane, and he had a way of flipping that hat and giving it a couple of spins, and it was back on his head again, and great suavity. Is it suavity or suavity, Mill? Suavity? I was right the first time, then. Well, anyhow, I have on the stage with me tonight the gentleman that composed that song. What happened to the PA here? Is it gone? That's a little better. I have on the stage the gentleman that composed that song along with many, many others, and a gentleman whom I met back along that time. I'd like to have you say hello, and I'm saying hello to Irving Bebo. Good evening, Irving.
Good evening, Dick. Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's been many, many years, hasn't it?
Well, let's not say many years. It's
been
a few years.
Well, after all, 33, that's 20 years ago. Let's face it, man. Time marches on.
As time goes, that's just a few days in our lives.
I first met Irving... Irving has always been in the song publishing and composing business, and I first met him when I was playing just for my mother. She used to dance, and I used to play for her. I was still going to high school. I'm not going to say I was a boy in knee pants. I was around 14, I believe, at the time. 13 or 14.
Just about.
No, I'm wrong. I was older than that. I must have been about 16 or 17 then because I was already working.
That's right. I was 39 then, and I still am, Dick.
Oh, you're Jack Benny?
Oh, still, yes.
Well, those were wonderful days, all the big Fanchon and Marco shows in the theaters and the big orchestras. Remember Walt Rosner and his orchestra?
Oh, how well. I remember meeting him in New York when he came there, too, to the Capitol Theater. Do you remember that?
Well, this man, he went to the Capitol, didn't he, back there?
That's right.
Well, this man, Irving Bebo, folks, here, is a fantastic composer. He's got more songs to his credit spread out over the years and of different types. So I said to Irving the other day, come on down, let's turn the whole gosh darn program over to you and make it an admiration society for Irving Bebo. So that's the whole idea tonight. We haven't rehearsed a single number. I arranged it that way deliberately so I could put Irving at his ease and put myself at my ease so we don't even know what key we're going to play these things and what we're going to do. Let's start from the beginning. First of all, as always, the It's got to be the first question. Otherwise, you can't make any sense out of an interview. You're from where, Irving?
I'm from your town, Dick, San Francisco.
San Francisco.
That's right. I was born there and raised there.
It was really the heart of show business, wasn't it?
Well, I think so much originated in San Francisco that the world has really forgotten about. Most of the modern rhythms, great many of the modern dances, had their inception, I believe, in the old Barbary Coast, as you remember.
Yeah, I used to hear about that.
Well, the coast isn't given credit for what it has really contributed of worthwhile things to the world. I remember in the old days going down there with Selby Oppenheimer, who handled all of the... He was the impresario for the big artists who came there. Do you remember?
I was just a kid then.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting.
I'm not trying to pose as a young juvenile here, but that's...
No, but son, I keep forgetting that, you know?
Yes, father.
But, son, we did take down to the Barbary Coast such wonderful people as Pavlova, Misha Elman. And those people sat
there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They sat there absolutely enthralled at what they saw. The rhythms and the dances and the things that originated there. It was wonderful.
That was quite the place. I know my wife's folks used to talk about going down to the Barbary Coast. They used to talk about some of the wonderful fizzes that they had down there and the Pisco punches.
I
shouldn't mention that.
I wouldn't know about those things, of course.
They wouldn't serve you more than one of them at a time.
No, they couldn't, unless they wanted to carry you out.
Well, let's see. Did you actually start your musical career in San Francisco?
No. I went east in 1914 and started in Chicago.
In Chicago?
And from there I went to New York.
What were you doing? Were you a performing artist at the time?
I started with a music publisher, learning the business from the bottom up.
In other words, you went at it from the commercial end first.
That is right.
Publisher.
Became the Western manager for the Broadway Music Company. That was the firm that had You Made Me Love You, Apple Blossom Time, and... Many famous songs.
Oh, sure. I remember they used to have an office when I was a kid. I used to go up to get professional copies up in the building that was on the corner of Powell or Mason and Market. Not the Flatiron Building, but it was a triangular building.
We did have a branch office there. I forgot just where it was.
I remember.
That's correct.
Wasn't there a firm called Bebo, Bloden, and Lang at one point?
Yes. I was a guilty
partner. You were the
Bebo. Guilty part of that firm.
Well, what was your first first big hit tune then?
Well, the first big hit we had was a song called Am I Wasting My Time on You?
Well, that's a sneaky way to get into it, but let's do something about it.
Yeah.
We'll find it here. Isn't that being revived now? It seems to me.
It had a revival last year, and there's a marvelous new record out by Eddie Fisher, who I think is one of the finest singer of songs.
Have I got anything on that here? I should.
Should have a copy. Don't you?
Well, why don't you just play around a few couple of chords on that and see? Incidentally, this man plays a beautiful piano along with writing the music and publishing.
Oh, now you're making me blush. Remember the song went, Dick?
I do.
Am I wasting my time by thinking you're mine and dreaming the way that I do? Am I wasting the tears I've cried all these years just wondering if your love is true? Just be a friend. Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away? Am I wasting my time?
Mighty sweet. Incidentally, I notice here that it's been changed in this copy to a foxtrot, hasn't it?
It isn't. That's the modern way of doing it, but I still like the original rhythm.
I do, too. You've thrown a curve at me now. I've got this copy here in the key of G, and you were playing that in E-flat.
In E-flat, that's right.
Let me play one chorus just in rhythm, and then we'll go back and finish it with the... I'll play a chorus down to near the end, and then let's come back in. Let's see where we come back in.
The last eight...
Will I lose in the end and just be a friend? Just before that, I'll modulate back to G, and then you take over.
Okay.
I'll play this part. I'll go back to E-flat.
I lose in the end and just be a friend? Please tell me it's time that I knew. Will my heart have to pay? Will you send me away? Am I wasting my time on you?
How'd that print, Jerry? Was it all right? You sing awful nice and awfully nice and soothing.
No, Dick, you're only saying that because it isn't true.
I'm a pretty blunt fellow.
We're not supposed to.
You folks out there want to applaud for this gentleman? Well, come on, let's hear it. That's it. Sure. We got the audience, but they're not sure whether they should applaud for an organ show. Well, let's see. We got over the first one. That was number one on the list. What happened then after Am I Wasting? Was that with your firm of Broadway or what?
We published that. That was the first song. Before that, a song that made a lot of noise and seems to be coming back right now is a song called Ain't Nature Grand.
Ain't Nature Grand.
You remember the famous team of Van and Skink, of course, Dick, don't you?
I will not admit to that. I know.
But you've heard of them.
Everybody. They went the
Ziegfeld Follies.
Well, shucks, that's way back in New York. I never got back there.
I know, but you heard of them.
Sure. Weren't they the Mr. Gallagher and Mr. Sheen also?
No. They were the greatest two-man singing act that show business
ever. Well, I know that, but
ever,
I thought they
known.
Also took the role in that song, Gallagher and Sheen.
No. It was somebody else.
Well, let me have a
son, I must correct you on that one. I must correct
That's
you
all right.
on that
one. That's what I want to find out about you. If I knew about you, you wouldn't be here. I wanted to find out about you for the folks.
Don't find out too much, please, Dave.
Let's see. Was that Ain't Nature Grand?
Ain't Nature Grand.
I have a copy right here.
What key are we in?
Words by Billy Rose and Ben Ryan and music by Irving Bebo. Well, what key would you like it in?
Oh, any key. What does it say?
Well, I've got it in G here.
Oh, no, that's too high. That's
too high?
Let's do it in F, huh?
F. If I make any mistakes, it's Irving Bebo's fault. How we do this? You're going to sing it? You're going to just play it or what?
No, we'll sing a chorus if you want.
All right, you take the introduction. I'll follow you.
And she holds mine. Ain't nature grand? Feel a little chill run down my spine. Ain't nature grand? Nature made it as it should. Not too bad and not too good. With me she did the best she could. Ain't nature grand? Do we kiss? I'll say we do. To beat the band. Mother Nature taught us to. Ain't nature grand? When it's time to say goodnight, she holds me with all her might. And there we are till it's broad daylight. Ain't nature grand?
Go back to the middle of the chorus. Do we kiss?
Do we kiss?
Okay, you finish it out. Throwing me into those keys, so I have to transpose. Let me practice that just a minute here.
You're doing.
Okay, you folks are sitting in on a rehearsal. You know that. Nature grand. Then let's see. There was a whole flock of these here, and we've already consumed 16 minutes. So I think I'd better get on my horse and start moving this a little faster with you, Irv. I noticed that you're number Number one song today is Jiminy Christmas. And, of course, this is the time to even talk about that. I think let's get on that right now and talk
about
it.
All right.
Do you mind jumping up and then we'll
go back?
No,
not at all.
Or is there something in between there? Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh, I don't want to miss this. You told me that there was a story behind this song that you wrote, Shake Hands with a Millionaire.
Well, have we time to do that?
I'll try
and make it short.
That was clear back in 1933, I see.
That is right. There is a performer by the name of James Barton who took Henry Hull's place in the...
Tobacco Road.
In Tobacco Road. Uh-huh. And whenever I wrote a ballad that I thought might be a good song, I always called up Jim first. See, James Barton is not only a great dramatic actor, but he also was a burlesque star, a vaudeville star, and a production star.
Hmm.
And when Jim heard this song, he said to me, "Look, let me try it now." And I sat with my back to him and he said, "If I cry, it's a great song for me." As I played this song, he read this lyric, and I felt something coming up in me, the tears coming, and I turned around, and here was this man leaning over a lyric sheet in my office with a teardrop just pouring out of his eyes.
Oh, that's a wonderful compliment.
He brought the song in at a benefit at the Capitol Theater following a reunion of Clayton, Jackson, and Durante. You can imagine what they did.
You mean the Jimmy Durante?
Oh, yes.
And this was a reunion for them.
A reunion. And he followed them, and he walked out after this terrific thing and did this song. And when he finished, there wasn't a sound in the theater, and I started to walk out. And finally, I realized everybody was stopping, and then the pandemonium broke loose, and I never heard an ovation like it in my life.
That's a wonderful story.
Yes, it is.
Well, let's hear this thing. Would you do it by yourself?
I'd just like to do a chorus of it very quietly, if I may. He tells the story of meeting this tramp on the street and offering him some help, and this is the tramp, or as he called him, a bum. This is his answer to him. He said, "Walking down the streets in ragged clothes is not a joke. People point me out and call me beggar 'cause I'm broke. But there's one little lad, and he calls me dad. Shake hands with a millionaire. Let the others have their fancy food and dine with wine. I can always feast my eyes upon that kid of mine. I have one loaf to share and someone to care. Shake hands with a millionaire. I'm rich with sunshine that his smiles and kisses have brought me. His eyes are little gems that sparkle with joy. There's nothing in this world that gold could have brought me to take the place of you, my laddie boy. So what if I am a beggar? What do I care what people say? Who knows but tomorrow I may see a better day. And though I'm not worth a thing, to that kid I'm a king. Shake hands with a millionaire."
That's a very touching little number. You know, while you were playing that and singing that, I noticed something. As your life has gone on, you have written about kids in various ages. Now, there was the little guy. And did it have any connection with your own family at all? The fact that do you have any youngsters?
Yes.
I know you're married.
My
wife
and I
have a very
charming wife. We have two grandsons.
Two grandsons.
One 6 and one 2.
Well, they couldn't have been around when you wrote this. I know that. But could this have been inspired in some way? Because I noticed that later on, you wrote songs for, when did you write Benny the Bobtailed Bunny?
That was written for last Easter.
Oh, then that could be tied in with the youngsters, your own, too.
That's right.
Was it written for...
Definitely,
we had
them in mind, that's right.
And then you had, then you went up into the teenage group and started writing college songs.
Yeah.
Let's do a little, let me hear a little of that Benny the Bobtailed Bunny, would you?
It's Benny the Bunny, the funny little bunny. Benny the Bobtailed Bunny. If you've been good, you're on his list. So when Easter comes around, you won't be missed. Benny the Bunny, he'll make your day so sunny when you jump out of bed. For you'll find eggs on your chair, on the stair, most everywhere. Who do you think it is who paints and puts them there? It's Benny the Bobtailed Bunny.
I bet you couldn't wait to show those to your two grandchildren, could you?
I was plenty anxious to do that.
You know, folks, did you ever stop to think, you see a fellow sitting down at the piano here, people go out and they make a great big hurrah about a great doctor. He's performed a masterpiece of surgery, or a man who's built a bridge, or somebody who has discovered a new mine or something. But did you ever stop to realize how much gentlemen like Irving Bebo do for us in our life? Just imagine if you had to take out of your life, to sweep out every song you ever heard and shut off every radio and every phonograph, every television set, take all the music out of your life, and then you think you'd realize how highly comparable they are to the people who bring us happiness along other lines. After all, music is used in therapy. It's used when you feel, when you want to raise the dickens on New Year's Eve, you want to go out and slam bang all the loud tunes, and when you want to feel sad at your wedding, it's music. And even at the other end of the line, it's music. And I think it's a wonderful gift to be as fine a composer as you are. But here, I'm going to
thank you, Richard. But that's just a little sort of a minor. But just imagine the big ones they should put up to men like Victor Herbert.
Sure.
John
Philip right.
Sousa.
Well, now, I'm not going to lose any more time here. I want to get into the other tunes of yours that are really big and important ones. What do we take next?
I'd like to just do a chorus that you'd play for me very quickly, the song that kind of describes my love for my wife better than anything in the world, and I think it describes the love for every man for anybody whom he loves.
Which is
let
that?
Me do all things are passing just before I say that.
All right. Shall I do it or you want to do it?
I'd rather you do it.
Okay, here it is. All Things Are Passing.
I think this is my favorite song. All things are passing. The wind, the snow, the rain. The dreams we know all come and go. Just memories remain. All things are passing. It's like that all life through. As time goes by, all things will die, except my love for you.
I think that's a very beautiful song. And there's not many gals that are lucky enough to have composers for husbands. A lot of the guys want to serenade them, but I have to use Sweet Adeline.
I love the song, I guess, because I love a certain little
lady. That's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
To make a little change in pace, I'd like to go through three fast choruses of your college songs. To this man, he's a very versatile fellow when it comes to composing. He wrote Sing UCLA. He wrote the Stanford Scalp Song, and he wrote the Michigan State College March. Let's do all three of them together. I mean, how about, or shall I play them? Which do you want?
You play them. You go right ahead.
Which one first?
Anyone.
Somebody said Michigan back there. I heard it in the audience,
well,
so let's try that. Here goes the Michigan song. What do we do next there, Irving?
Sing UCLA.
Sing UCLA. Wait till I find the melody. Oh, here we go. Same key. Comes the Stanford Scalp Song, huh? going to have to hurry. I want to get... What's the next most important one? Your
Benny
top number?
Benny Bobtail Bunny.
You did that, didn't you?
No.
Sure you
no.
didn't. Benny, we did. No. We did Benny.
No,
we didn't
I
do
mean...
Jiminy Christmas.
Jiminy Christmas.
That's your big tune. Let's do that because that's what we just have time for, I believe. Jiminy Christmas. It's all yours.
Jiminy Christmas, look who's here, coming around but once a year. Bring him a load of Christmas cheer. Jiminy Christmas, look who's here. Jiminy Christmas, lucky me. Look at that great big Christmas tree. Presents for Ma and Pa and me. Jiminy, what a Christmas tree. Are we happy? I'll say we turkey and yams, they're on my plate. Santa has been so good to me. Jiminy Christmas, Jiminy Christmas, Jiminy Christmas, Christmas.
Ha-ha!
And a Merry Christmas.
I think I've got time. I'm going to try to sneak in one fast chorus, if I may, of your very serious number, The Prince of Peace. I think we can make it. Irving, you mind if I do?
I would love to have you do it.
I'll talk these words to you folks. Say a prayer to the Prince of Peace. Say a prayer tonight that men of goodwill everywhere will seek his guiding light. Ask your neighbor to join with you. Make him understand that the Lord pays heed to anyone who needs a helping hand. He sends the blessed sunshine from heaven above to kindle in the heart of man for the brotherhood of love. There are some of your lyrics, folks. I don't think I have time to finish it. This has been a program dedicated to Irving Bebo and his music. Mel, will you take over while I finish with this number?
That's it for this evening. A very special program with Dick's special guest tonight. Don't forget you can hear Dick Arant here on CBS Radio 11 to 11:30 most of these evenings. We very cordially invite you back. Dick Arant has come to you from Hollywood, and this is the CBS Radio Network.